education, entertainment. It's Edutainment with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Did I mention I'm going to the Dave Matthews concert?
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Fifth row. Yeah, rub it in.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Matt.
Thanks, man.
Hey, we're getting a lot of emails, people asking, well, okay, so which one of the things should I get rid of in my task manager? Okay, here's the deal, folks. Every system is unique. Every process is unique to every system, and what works in one system is not necessarily what works in another.
There's no one-size-fits-all.
If you're trying to be a do-it-yourselfer, the only way to get those processes out is to remove the programs, either through an uninstall or through a spyware removal program or through a registry, manually going into the registry and saying, do not allow this program to run when the machine starts, because that's what's happening. If you're getting 58 processes when you start your machine, all those programs that you willy-nilly installed told Windows, whenever you start, throw this in there. Start with this as well. And that's why you have all those processes. So if you uninstall legitimate programs, a lot of times those processes will start to come out. But if it's malicious stuff, it's not going to come out without some technical tweezers, if you will. Somebody that knows where to go in there and how to extract. And it's based on what the process is, which makes it even more difficult. Unfortunately, the Windows operating system is way too complicated. There's not a one-size-fits-all on here's what it should look like. We can tell you in general, we like to see processes, 25 or 30 is about the max that we like to see for a clean machine, with some exceptions on systems that have certain programs that have to run in startup. But as far as emailing us to say, well, which ones can I get rid of, or how do I get rid of them? There's not an answer.
Remember, there was two things that we started with. There's no quick fix, so there's no one-size-fits-all. It is going to be time-consuming, and it's either your time or your money, because those are the only two ways you're going to get this fixed, a significant amount of your time or a little bit amount of your money for somebody else's time to do it for you.
And the resources we posted will allow you to go, if you have the time, great. Go check out those resources we posted in the radio show section, where you can go manually look at each and every process to understand what it is. Then you have to connect the dots between that process and the program that is requiring it so that you can figure out what to do next. Do I uninstall? Do I have to go get a hijack program? Do I have to get a spyware program? Is it a virus? What is it? And based on the research you do for each and every process, it's going to determine what it is. It's going to determine what you do to get rid of it. Ha ha!
Serious question for you.
Yeah.
Are you eating candy on the air?
No.
Okay.
Our service process, we do a full service process that is actually pretty unique in the industry, but we've been doing this for many, many, many years. And the difference in the way we service machines and most people is that we don't deal with symptoms. If you bring a machine to us, we want to clean it completely out and give it a clean bill of health. That service process, which is the one that's allowing us to continue to win all these awards, used to take 2 to 3 days if it was a really bad situation. Now, because there's so many ways to get infected, and there's so many new exploits, and there's so few programs that will actually just, you run it and it take care of it, we have to manually kind of work through a lot of these programs so that our customers don't have to reinstall all their programs and restore their data and go through all the nightmare that a lot of other companies would just soon, just do a quick fix, would just wipe everything out and you start over again and good luck. So it is getting worse, and it's getting harder and harder for the non-technical person to really maintain their computer, which is why we continue to preach that the best way to avoid these things is to never let the stuff in the first place. Don't open file attachments. Do all the updates. You know, register for our free newsletter. We're going to let you know about the bad ones. Let you know when new patches are out there. We'll let you know when new worms and viruses are out there and whether they apply to you, what they look like. But you've got to educate yourself, or you're just going to end up with a really messed up machine within a year of connecting to the internet. It's going to be in such bad shape that you're going to have this elaborate service process performed, or just start all over again, you know, whatever your choice is. Or spend a couple of weekends. How many times do we say that in our store? Somebody just tries and tries, probably spends 3 weekends trying to do it themselves. And not only did they not get it cleaned up, they made it worse than when it was, which means now it's going to be even more difficult to get it back, and they may be... they may have pushed themselves into a corner to where they're having to make some real tough decisions. So be careful with this stuff. We're trying to get you to the point where you're regularly checking your own machine. Nobody seems to be doing any kind of maintenance of their machine, and that's why they're in such bad shape by the time they get to us. So do yourself a favor and take some of these tips and start doing these things on a regular basis. You can't just touch your computer once a year and expect everything to be great. Not going to happen. Okay, I'll step off my soapbox.
We got a minute left.
Okay, well, you know
what? While you're down from there.
Peter, John, Joe, Evelyn, Jay, hang tight. We'll get you after the show.
When we get some air after the show.
Take a breath.
Right.
Again, we'll post all of this information and the audio archives up on our website as soon as we possibly can. Don't forget all of the resources, the free download, the information on what to do, you know, once you see what's going on, all of that's posted in the radio show section of datadoctors.com, and it will be in the archives forever.
Forever and ever.
So if you're in your car, fear not. You can always go home and go through this whole process when you get home.
The name of the show is Harness the Power of the Windows Task Manager. And the tools and the tips and all the information is all there. If you've got some time and you want to get a little crazy, you can do that.
The tools are there, but do yourself a favor and do a little quick checkup every so often so you have an idea what's going on in your machine. Restart your machine. Control, shift, and hit the escape last, folks. If you hit control, escape, it's going to bring up something completely different. So make sure escape is last.
No show next week. A reminder, we'll be back the week following. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, and Chad Pyle reminding you,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Thank you to Gold Circuit Incorporated for hosting our fine show. See you in 2 weeks.
Take a moment to talk.